USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Two Colorado sheriff's deputies have been indicted in connection with the fatal shooting in June of a 22-year-old Boulder man, Christian Glass, who had called 911 for help when his SUV became stuck on a mountain road at night. The office of Heidi McCollum, the Clear Creek County District Attorney, announced the indictment of the two Clear Creek County Sheriff's Deputies, Andrew Bowen and Kyle Gould, on Wednesday. The Sheriff's Office said in a statement that the deputies had been fired because of the indictment. Mr. Boone was charged with second-degree murder, official misconduct, and reckless endangerment. Mr. Gould was charged with criminally negligent homicide and reckless endangerment. New Twitter CEO Elon Musk announced he will allow previously banned accounts to be reinstated as soon as next week. The move is fueling concerns over hate speech and misinformation. Cal State East Bay Media and Communication Professor Nolan Higdon says social media user bans don't prevent hate speech or misinformation.
Where does hate originate from? Where does this misinformation originate from? How can we better prepare people to be able to spot misinformation? Removing people from online platforms simply doesn't deal with any of that.
Prominent Jewish leaders are slamming former President Donald Trump after he hosted a dinner at his Florida estate that included rap artist Kanye West, also known as Ye, and white nationalist Nick Fuentes. Both have been accused of anti-Semitism after comments they made about Jewish people. To my friend Donald Trump, you are better than this, David Friedman, who served as Trump's U.S. ambassador to Israel from 2017 to 2021, posted on Twitter Friday. Even a social visit from an anti-Semite like Kanye West and human scum like Nick Fuentes is unacceptable. I condemned Barack Obama associating with Louis Farrakhan and Jeremiah Wright, Friedman added. This is no different. Anti-Semites deserve no quarter among American leaders, right or left. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The authorities in Oklahoma on Tuesday arrested a suspect who they believe killed 4 people execution style and injured one more in an attack at a rural marijuana farm on Sunday. The suspect, Wu Chen, 45, was arrested by the Miami Beach Police Department after a car tag reader flagged the vehicle he was driving. He'll face charges of murder and shooting with intent to kill and will be extradited to Oklahoma, according to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. Captain Stan Florence of the Oklahoma State Bureau said at a news conference on Monday that Mr. Chen knew the victims, but it was unclear how. After number 3 Michigan beat number 2 Ohio State with stunning ease for the second straight year, Wolverines defensive back Mike Sangerstill grabbed a huge maize and blue flag and rushed with teammates to the black hole in the middle of the Ohio Stadium turf. He forcefully planted that flag in the 50-yard line, and then the Wolverines mugged for cameras. Jim Harbaugh and Michigan snapped an 8-game losing streak against their fiercest rivals last year with a cathartic 42-27 victory in the Big House. Again, Michigan was the best team in the game, this time by a score of 45-23. Actress and singer Irene Cara, an Oscar and Grammy winner, best known for the theme songs of Flashdance and Fame in the early 80s, has died in her home, according to her publicist. Cause of death is unknown. Cara was 63. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.